My Little Dick Loser Fucktard. Owned by Mistress Mandy. Slave in the UK. Piggy Loser. I don't know, a whole bunch of strange names he's come up with to amuse me, which he does. Fucktard, slave whore, cum eater, is addicted to Miss Mandy. It's true. He's got a little dick. You know, the first time he started telling me his dick was little, I didn't get it because I had been watching him for a long time when we did domination sessions. And on webcam, you know, if you aim the camera at your cock and the camera is looking back to you, you know, so your cock is to the front, it looks bigger than the rest of you. It's like that perspective thing. So I really didn't know it was small until he measured it. It was 3 inches on a ruler. So yes, he is a little dick loser, and I do have him pay me taxes, cum eating taxes, stroking taxes, pre-cum licking taxes. We have quite a few taxes he likes to pay me. It's his job to pay me because he is a piggy loser fucktard. Little dick loser. Oh, and it makes my pussy so wet. Ah, my thighs are on fire. Thinking about charging you those taxes, loser. And you talking to me in that British accent. Shall I do it now? Are you going to stroke my cock? So, let me read you a summary that Fucktard wrote for me about one of our sessions. We've had sessions since this session. I am just putting this wonderful summary, shall I call it, of our session. It was rather involved. And I'm thinking of doing it again to Fucktard, maybe having him come online tonight and jerk off for me so I can watch my cock on webcam, because you know I like that. So let me read you this, because it's so good, and you will get a good feeling of what I am capable of. Of course, if you have been reading my blog for the past 5 years or more, and there are thousands of posts and hundreds of hours of audios, then this may not shock you, or it may not be news. Or if you are new to this and this is your first time listening to me or hearing about what I'm capable of, this is a good earful of what a session with me may or may not be like. Now, granted, I have been training Fucktard for a long time, so we're a little bit more involved. And before I read that, I want to add that he has requested to learn how to come without touching. Now, you may say that that's impossible, but I can, with repeated manipulation sessions, have you come on command without touching. Part of the trick will be that by the time I get done denying you, after weeks or months, you will be bursting and ready to come without touching, correct? That's a good dose of some humiliation for some of you who are looking for something new and different. I know humiliation junkies always need an added twist. So let me go on and read this tribute to my expertise, you know, which I do possess. I think that I have superior skills at dominating and guiding you on the phone. I would consider myself a distance training mistress. So here we go. And this is from Owned by Mistress Mandy in person. He wrote this all with his little dick in hand, I'm sure. Right, loser? Okay, here we go. My last session with Mistress Mandy was a wonderful experience. The session started 6 hours before I called Mistress Mandy. Mistress contacted me via instant messenger and ordered me to call her later that day and bring several items to the session. Ice cubes, rubber bands, ruler, candle, stocking, and panties. Mistress also instructed me to stroke her cock on the hour and bring it to the edge. I followed my mistress's instructions to the letter, but nearly came when I heard one of her excellent audios on Little Dick Humiliation, when Mistress explains how she would put a little dick into ice water to make it even smaller. Later that evening, I called Mistress as instructed and confirmed that I had all the things I was to gather. Mistress started off by making me beg to stroke her cock, and after calling me a little dick loser, I was instructed to stroke her cock for a while. Then Mistress told me to take an ice cube and rub it over my nipples, which I did. When I was doing this, her cock started to leak pre-cum, which Mistress saw via webcam. I was promptly ordered to lick up all this pre-cum. Mistress Mandy then called me a silly fucktard and got me to insert the candle into my man pussy and thank her for charging me a tax for allowing me to pleasure myself in this way. I was then told to wrap several rubber bands around her cock, which made the head of her cock go a purple color. Mistress kept on saying, "You're my little dick pig loser fucktard," which turned me on even more. I mentioned that I nearly came when I heard her audio that I mentioned above and that I brought to the session a glass filled with water and ice. Mistress giggled and said, "You want to make that cock even smaller?" Mistress Mandy ordered me to place her cock in the glass. Well, what can I say? Her already small cock didn't lose its stiffness. But what can I say? Mistress Mandy nearly wet herself laughing at me with the ice water engulfing her cock. Mistress Mandy then took it out of the ice water, and I was ordered to smack her cock with the ruler. The pain was a wonderful pleasure. Mistress Mandy ordered me to count out 10 strokes, then stop. Mistress asked if I enjoyed stroking her cock, which I replied, "Yes, Mistress." Mistress then recapped all the taxes she had charged me so far. Pre-cum licking tax, not calling your wife tax, fucking your ass tax with a candle, stroke my cock tax, allowing me to call her tax, and a little tax. Mistress Mandy laughed at me and ordered me to stroke her cock again to the edge and stop. Mistress Mandy made me do this 3 times, and on the 4th I was ordered to come in a glass. Mistress Mandy then ordered me to get on my knees so she could watch me consume my creamy load on webcam, where Mistress laughed at me and charged me a cum-eating tax. Thank you, Mistress Mandy, for another wonderful session. Okay, stroker boys out there, I think once you hear this, either you're going to want to call me, your little dick will already have probably come, because this is a pretty long audio, or you just might be intrigued and have some other fantasy you want me to go ahead and try. 1-877-732-6360. I am here and available to take your calls. I'll be around all week. I am Eastern Time. I usually start my day around 11 in the morning Eastern Time, and I'm on and off all day and evening until about 1 or 2 a.m. Eastern Time. So you can instant message me or email me or call me and set up a time, and it's 1-877-732-6360. And fucktard, you do have a little cock. Get that ice water out. Maybe I can dip it again. That was pretty funny, wasn't it? Love you, loser. And I will talk to you tonight on webcam. Bye now. From Miss Mandy.